The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Morning is an important time of day.
Mornings are the worst.
The worst.
You know what else is?
How about Mondays? I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
I need a prescription of coffee stat.
Hey! You didn't wash your hands. Now go and wash those hands. You better wash your hands.
Hey! It's horrible. It's really horrible.
Hey!
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Good morning. 6:02, it's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up? What's happening?
From the basement.
Again.
He's still there in his dark cave. Can you...
My precious.
Can you see through your skin yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm like a window, bro. See right through me, man. Zero sun.
That's so funny.
You know, I'm doing all right, though. I'm doing good, man. I'm
good. You sound good. We're doing good. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Back at it after a weird weekend. I was telling Kiki this the other day. I'm like, I know it's the weekend, and I know I got to work tomorrow. And you know, obviously, I'm very grateful, very blessed that I get to, you know, keep some form of schedule by coming in and working here in the office. I know you're working at home. But it's like the days are just bleeding into one at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
here's the thing.
It doesn't feel like a day.
Last night, 10 o'clock, I finally realized last night at 10 o'clock that it was Sunday. I'm
yeah.
Like, oh, my God. I got to get up tomorrow morning. I legitimately thought it was Saturday night last night.
Yeah. Everything just kind of bled into one, you know?
It's you know, weird. Which is good because I could have accidentally gotten pretty smashed yesterday. But I did I drank the day before, so I was like, I'm good. I'm not having anything yesterday.
I'm going to take it easy.
But I easily could have been pretty smoked last night and realized, oh, my God, yeah. I got to get up.
Oh, God, give me some coffee. For God's sakes, it's Monday. Well, we're going to get through it. We're going to get through this Monday the best we can together. So stick around. A lot of stuff coming up. We got some giveaways. We got other good stuff. We're going to talk about annoying habits that we've noticed about our partners. So stick around. We'll have some fun for you on the Plan B Morning Show. All right, let's play some music, and then we'll be back. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Well, good morning. It's 6:12. Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you ace? Oh, let's take a quick look at your forecast here. If I can find it, where's it at? There it is. Okay. Let's see. Today, we got a chance for some rain this morning, then a high of 45. God, it was so windy yesterday.
It was
crazy, man.
It was. I think it's not going to be as windy today.
No, there's still a little bit of wind in there, but nothing too bad. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high of 46. Then Wednesday, sunny, high of 50. Thursday, high of 57. Then it just warms up and it stays warmer.
Nice.
So nice. Hopefully spring gets here quickly and it stays. We don't get any weird snow in April. Like, I think we did last April, didn't we? It was terrible, man. Awful.
You know, nice day, get out for a walk, mm-hmm. You know, get some of that vitamin D in you.
Yeah, that's right. Especially you, because if you don't get any more sun, I'm worried about you. I'm very, very worried.
Like, I really am. I'm like a Schmeagol from Lord of the Rings. It's like Schmeagol, but you can see through him. I'm losing my hair.
You're like one of those animals that they find in caves after they find a cave. Those animals that they're like no pigment, they can't see anything like that.
I had my foot stuck like in a crack or something for a couple months.
Oh, no. Get me out of here.
Somebody come rescue me.
Your wife's just throwing down food to you because she doesn't want to see you. Just eat this.
Be down here.
Oh, honey. Man. You better be crushing it on that racing video game, though. You better have that thing beat pretty much.
I really am crushing it. I'm telling you.
If
there was a league, I would be.
You're making the most. You're making the most of that situation. That's good. I'm proud of you, buddy. Even though you look disgusting,
you said
great race car driver.
You were playing games over the weekend yesterday. What games did you play?
Red Dead Redemption. I got that going again. So I started brand new. So starting from the very beginning and.
Oh, yes. For God's sakes, would you get a new friggin' video game? You started from the beginning again?
I've only played that game once.
I know, but it's an open world Red Dead Redemption.
I know.
It's like Skyrim. It's like an 80-hour game to complete.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're on lockdown for quite some time. Like, this is the perfect game to do it. I can't have a game that I'm going to be done with in no time.
You already played it.
Yeah, but I don't remember hardly anything.
Oh, my. Love of God.
It's a great
game.
Get the
new Call of Duty, would you?
I haven't yet. I'll have to download it. It's too expensive. I'm not paying premium prices for a new game.
It's not. It's like $40.
That's ridiculous for a video game. Video games should be like $10. It's ridiculous.
It's not Atari.
I know you can't even get like old Sega games for $10 nowadays.
They're even more expensive.
Yeah. No, I'm not paying full price. I'll wait.
What were we paying for video games back in the day? Like a Sega game, like a Super Nintendo game. Was it like $50? I think it was $50.
Something like that. But because you got to think, it was cheaper, obviously, but you gotta include inflation on there. You know, it was probably on point. Video games have always kind of been the same price. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I was just begging our parents, can you buy this for please?
Please. But at Christmas, you knew because the wrapping was shaped a certain way and you could feel the weight of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You knew that, and you always snuck into the closet and looked at the presents beforehand. I don't think, I feel so bad. I don't think there was a Christmas that I didn't sneak around and look for my presents.
I know.
It had to be.
Yeah, you know, there came to a point where I would only do like one or two.
Just one, yeah. As you got older, you realized you started feeling bad for being such a terrible child. Your parents asked one thing of you, don't go snooping around, and you're like, okay, Ma, I'm not going to do it. It's all right. God, we were terrible. We didn't deserve any video games, cheap or expensive. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We got sports when we come back. I'm sure there's something we can figure out to talk about.
There's like a story or two, but dude, there is not much. You can tell they're like, the writers are starting to run out of stuff, and they're just like some of the headline stories this morning. I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, then. Yeah. Let's take a look back at previous stories. All right, that's your sports. In just a few, we'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
6:24, let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light Seltzers, the brand new Bud Light Seltzers. Mm-hmm. You know, summertime right around the corner. Perfect when we finally get to get out in that sunshine, sipping on one of those. Make sure you check out all the amazing Bud Light Seltzer flavors today. All right, what do you got for us, Hunter?
There we go, man. Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart, he announced Sunday night that he's been cleared of COVID-19 by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health. If you guys remember, Smart announced March 19th that he had tested positive for the coronavirus but was symptom-free and quarantining. He was one of 15 members of NBA organizations to be confirmed to have contracted the illness. This is now the fourth to have recovered. His teammates, Jazz teammates Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, are cleared of the virus Friday. So you guys know those. That was the guy who was touching all the microphones.
Yeah.
And just kind of being a jackass off the bat. But you know what? He's taken it a lot more seriously.
Yeah. And I'm glad he's doing well. You know, I mean, again, what was that, like 2 weeks ago? I don't think any of us really took it as seriously as we should have 2 weeks ago. You know what I mean? So obviously we've lived and learned on that one. I'm glad he's doing okay. And you know, people learning from his example of what not to do. So that's good. That's good news.
Well, and also it's also refreshing knowing, hey, 2 weeks ago, the guy had it, you know. Yeah. So is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks? I guess it depends on who you are, what kind of body you have.
Yeah.
But at least we can kind of have an idea that, hey, man, maybe 2 weeks is.
Well, that's what they've been saying. Like, you get 2 weeks quarantine, like, around no one by yourself. That's the best scenario. And then, you know, you kind of play it off from there. But again, we don't know yet for sure. That's kind of what they've been saying. Mm-hmm. But I think it might be different for everybody. We don't know, because it's kind of, we're still learning about this, you know. Mm-hmm. Still learning about what exactly COVID-19 actually does from start to finish. So,
There you go. Georgetown high flyer Mac McClung. You guys might know this guy from a YouTube video. He's declaring for the 2020 NBA draft. McClung added that he'll hire an agent who's certified by the NCAA, which means he'll be eligible to return to Georgetown if he removes his name from the NBA draft.
Oh, nice.
In his sophomore season, McClung averaged 15.7 points, 2.4 assists in 21 games. He's also, like I said, notable for an online following thanks to his strong the Duke and dunk. I mean, practically flip dunk. Remember me showing you a few years ago the white dude in high school who was just out of his mind dunking from basically the free throw line?
Yeah, I think so.
And he was just smashing over people left and right. I mean, it was high school, but
yeah,
he's got 714,000 followers on Instagram. He received over 1 million views for a single post featuring his best highlights as a freshman. So just check out Mac McClung on YouTube if you get a little extra time. It's pretty entertaining there. So I think he's going to pull his name from the NBA draft. So he'll be at Georgetown for another year.
Nice. Nice. All right. Is that it? That all you got?
I got another story, but I'm going to save it because, so, man, yeah, it's like gold right now.
Don't
like
give it all up right now, man. We got a whole nother sports thing to get right through. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, let's do it, baby. Come on, do it.
My wife, Amanda, she was watching something last night, and I could hear it from the bedroom. He was talking, and he was thanking everybody.
Arnold.
It was, man. He was, she was watching some concert last night on her phone. Were you watching that?
No.
Was it like Fox or something, if I remember her saying it right? Anyway, she was on the phone last night for like literally like an hour in bed watching something, and it was a bunch of artists singing. It was a bunch of celebrities doing their thing, and like someone somewhere held like a concert or something. I don't know. I don't know much about it.
Great story.
Appreciate you listening to that, you know?
It was wonderful. I'm glad we spent the time invested in that.
You know, there was something last night that was online that she was doing. Like,
there was this thing that happened at a place. I'm not exactly sure, but I know it was on.
I was really banking on you knowing what I was going to be talking about.
No idea. I'm so glad that worked out as well as you had it. Should we move on?
No, we could still talk. So there was something last night. It was okay. I'm done.
Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Okay, then.
Okay.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
John Bon Jovi says his 17-year-old son, Jacob, has a mild case of the coronavirus. Speaking to ET, John says that it was a mild version, just the intestinal kind. I didn't even know there was a different kinds. Anyway, as for how he contracted it, John says, quote, it stemmed from some of the young guys that we had taken in here that also tested positive and had the main symptoms, but they had left, and so we just followed those same protocols. Earlier this month, Bon Jovi keyboardist David Bryan tested positive for the virus. At last report, both David and Jacob are okay right now. So I guess there's a different strains of it. Maybe, again, I don't want to overspeak, but there's more to it that obviously we're still trying to figure out everything. But glad they're doing well. We have seen, you know, people in the music industry, people in the entertainment industry. Tom Hanks, I just heard, got him and his wife Rita are headed back home, so that's good. You know, they've been in quarantine for the last 2 weeks in Australia. But
It's still really expensive to get tested, right? So basically just rich people and celebrities are getting tested?
At this point, yeah, because it's like $3,000 to get tested in the United States. So
wow. Wow.
Which is just ridiculous. It's just asinine and stupid. But that's a conversation for another time. For another time. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1945, the legend Eric Clapton was born in Ripley, England in the United Kingdom. I'm a big fan of the Clapton. He is he's done a lot of amazing stuff. He really has.
It was on the other day. My dad and I were working on the truck. And he's like, man, I really love this song. I'm like, Dad, it's the cocaine song.
You know? Oh, yeah.
He's like, you know, I don't necessarily like the message that much, but
well,
he's like,
really,
the riff and the
big thing, that song, that's actually a cover And so Clapton covered it from another guy. I can't think of the guy's name. It's drawing me drawing a blank. But anyway, it's really an anti-drug message. Mm-hmm. If you really, when it was written originally, it was written about how bad it is. You know, like I always need it. So you could tell your dad, hey, Dad, it's okay to like cocaine.
If you want to get down.
Down on the ground, cocaine. See, exactly. See, if you want to get down on the ground, that's what it does. That's what it does. Or if you want to party all night, cocaine. Either way. So happy birthday to the legend Eric Clapton. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Goosebumps, bro.
I think the wife just woke up, so
Do it.
And now.
Oh, that was loud.
Yeah, she's definitely up now.
You hit the red line here in the studio. That's great,
man. You're damn right, son. You're damn right.
Dude, I hope she comes out and throws a pan at your head.
Are you serious? Like, you know what? You kept me up last night watching your concert.
It's so funny to me. My wife is sleeping upstairs. God, I love it. Oh, man.
She doesn't like that part of the show. No. Anytime that Bulls theme comes on, she's like, God.
She's going to come to the studio and delete it from the system. Right? What happened to it? I haven't heard it in forever. She's over in the corner.
Oh, yes.
Good luck trying it now. Yes. Try it now, Hunter.
Hey, man.
I was going for this. Hunter. I'll get you, Hunter.
It's the end of the episode, and she scurries away.
All I can imagine is your wife dressed like Skeletor going, I'm going to get you, Hunter. So stupid.
That's so stupid. Hunter.
If she does, you need to go as He-Man for Halloween, and she needs to be Skeletor, but it'll be Skeletor.
But why aren't you Tia? You could have been Tia. She's like, no, I'm Skeletor.
No, this is definitely more on point with what I'm going for. Hunter, I'll get you, Hunter.
I'll get you.
Oh, dude, my throat hurts. Holy Lord. Anyway, it's the Plan B Morning Show. We got your useless trivia coming up here in just a little bit, so stick around. That's all we're going to do. That's the entire break right there. Hunter, I'll get you. So dumb.
Rock now.
All righty, here we go. Time to win a prize. It is useless trivia, as always, brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Of course, they are still open, still ready to go. You can't dine in, but you can do carry out. You can do contact free. You can also do delivery with Grubhub. So you can get your No LaRue. You might as well eat like a king while you're stuck indoors, huh? So check it out. No LaRue, they are the best, again, on Niles Avenue in St. Joe. Your useless trivia for today. Big happy birthday to veteran actor Paul Reiser. He turned 63. Now, most people know him from Mad About You with Helen Hunt. Great TV show. But his first major TV role was in what 80s sitcom? Paul Reiser's first major TV role was in what 80s sitcom? A, Night Court. B, My Two Dads, or C, Cheers. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. A lot of people know Paul Reiser from Mad About You with Helen Hunt. Great, great show. But his first major TV role was in what 80s sitcom? A, Night Court, B, My Two Dads, or C, Cheers. 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win. Hey, here we go. Good morning.
What's up?
Rock Hunter.
And you know what the difference between going to the bathroom here at my house than going to the bathroom at the studio when I'm there?
What's that?
The studio doesn't have a wife taking a hot shower while I'm doing it.
Oh, no. That's the worst. You just Dutch oven your wife while she's showering, trying to get ready to go to work.
Nice hot shower, too.
Oh, okay. Oh, God. It's like doing it in a sauna, man. That's terrible. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your useless trivia brought to you by No LaRue. Big happy birthday to Paul Reiser, turning 63 today. Most people know him from Mad About You with Helen Hunt, but his first major TV role was in what 80s sitcom? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
How's it going?
Yo.
Is it B?
B, My Two Dads, that is correct. All right. Woo-hoo.
Week.
Nicely done, man. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from this morning, Brian?
Coloma.
Coloma, you know we're number one there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Damn right we are.
Number one in the whole state.
Damn right. You know what? I knew I liked you, Brian. I knew I liked you. Well, Brian, you're my big winner. You got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All righty. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Same place, same time. Let's do news. Rock 107.